This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Time Magazine announcing its Persons of the Year ago, saying it will honor journalists whose work has cost them their freedom or their lives. Among them, they are assassinated Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, two jailed Myanmar reporters, and the five people of the Capital Gazette of Annapolis, Maryland, killed by a gunman earlier this year. President Trump is considering a short list of people to succeed John Kelly as his chief of staff, as Kelly's to leave at the end of the year.
North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows asked by reporters on Capitol Hill if he's been asked to fill the slot. Meadows issuing a written statement saying, "The president has a long list of qualified candidates, and I know he'll make the best selection for his administration."
USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Jared Kushner is a senior advisor to President Trump as well as his son-in-law, and last night he gave an update to Hannity on Fox about his efforts to end the conflict in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians.
You shouldn't be hijacking your children's future because of your grandparents' conflict. And this is a conflict that's been going on for way too long. And the way that people are living in Gaza and in the West Bank right now is not acceptable. And there's a lot we can be doing to improve their quality of life. But it comes with resolving some of these core issues. And it's not just the Israelis that want it. It's not just the Palestinian people who want it. It's all the people I speak to throughout the entire Middle East.
Mexico is now looking to invest $30 billion on Central American development over the next 5 years, saying it would help slow migration. The Mexican Foreign Ministry saying in a tweet the country will change its migration policies to respond to the needs required in the south of that country as well as Central America. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Thousands of people in the southeast still without power after a huge wintry storm. More than 325,000 homes and businesses across six states lost power when that storm was beating down on the region on Sunday into yesterday. Most of the remaining outages are in North Carolina. It could be a day or two before all the lights are back on. Cities in the Carolinas and Virginia getting anywhere from 11 to 14 inches of snow from the storm that continues to make air travel difficult, as over 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday and thousands more were delayed, and it's taking some time for the air travel system to get back on track. The CDC is reporting a record number of cases of a polio-like disease. This year, there are 158 confirmed cases of acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. The disease, which mainly affects kids, traumatizes the nervous system and leaves many of them paralyzed. The CDC, which is still investigating 153 more possible AFM cases, does not know the cause of the disease or the reason for this year's sudden peak. And Delta Airlines is banning emotional support animals on flights longer than 8 hours. The airline is banning puppies and kittens altogether. Delta announcing it won't allow animals younger than 4 months to be support animals on any flights. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Maria Espinosa is joining us now, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much, Bill, and thank you for being out there and being a voice of truth.
Well, I appreciate it. It takes a team here, Maria. You and your husband have been dedicated to the Remembrance Project. I mean, little did you know what 10, 15 years ago that this is what lied ahead for you and your future, for you and your family. I mean, you've had to sacrifice a lot on behalf of the American people. And to this point, Maria, you, myself, there's others, Hispanics, who, you know, feel the same way, but yet, you know, the pundits of liberal media and the mainstream media would like to put us in a position like we're all, you know, this monolithic group. And, you know, just as you get harangued, I get harangued as well, going, why aren't you, you know, siding with the rest of the liberals on this? And I say, well, because I know the majority of Hispanics are not for open borders. They see the danger. I mean, the reason they came here to America was for freedom and to have national security. They're concerned, like the rest of us, when the borders are, you know, broken down, people are coming through it like sieves. You know, right now we've got a little bit of a pause because, thank God, we've got a president who is doing his job, which is protecting the citizens of this country. But, you know, I'm sure you find yourself at times explaining, you know, yourself. And then, you know, what I find the same way, maybe you experience the same thing, is that, you know, when we lay this out, they go, oh, yeah, right. Why was I even believing anything different? And it's not necessarily, look, at everybody's opinion counts here. I think we all have to participate in this. But we have to remember what the end goal is, right?
Exactly. And thank you for stating all that, because, you know, this is sort of a ministry and we're totally committed to this now that we have learned so much, Bill, and we want to be able to share that. And we won't have a country soon if we continue to bury our heads in the sand. And again, we have right on our side, and it makes sense. You know, we have to undo or get through that political correctness and the brainwashing that the globalists have worked on the American public for decades. So this is what we're up against. And as you can see, what President Donald Trump is being opposed at every angle, that's a deep state, that's a United Nations globalist type leftist, you know, in office trying to thwart him. And those who think this is all about politics as usual, as you know, this is not just about politics. It's not Democrat, Republican, or Independent. This is about saving our country. And I'm really saddened that the Republicans don't see that, because I believe the Democrats are all done. I mean, we can't even have a conversation with them, and they won't, you know, welcome us into their offices. So we're trying to educate them and the public. You know, we're getting a big brick wall when it comes to the Democrats, you know, accepting the Remembrance Project or even sitting down and listening to us.
Yeah, well, maybe their own hypocrisy might erode their stubbornness. I mean, I can only hope for, you know, for their benefit, because meanwhile, I mean, here's a party that says that they're concerned about women. They're hashtagging everything these days. And it's like, wait a minute, if you're really worried about women and worried about dividing families, why would you allow for anything that's illegal that does anything but support women? I mean, you got women coming into this country, and if there are any prospect at all to be used in sex camps, they're taken. They're taken away. I mean, even when they leave their countries. Maria, we know the culture of our people is such. I cannot imagine the desperation that must be in the mothers and fathers that send their children hundreds of miles away to this purported promised land of America and say, honey, before you go, here's some birth control pills because you're likely going to get raped along the way. Seriously. I know Don Lemon and the rest of the people from CNN and these other liberal media types, they don't get it. They don't understand how heartbreaking that is to me and you and other Hispanics who look at this situation and say, how desperate is this? But yet what we're doing through our policies and what the Democrats are doing, I'm going to call them out for what they're doing, and some of these very liberal Republicans, what they're doing is they're promoting this kind of behavior and putting young women in danger.
Right. And the Me Too movement is silent. The Me Too movement is silent, you know, when it comes to illegal aliens and you're an American citizen. Forget it. You know, right. Just think about it. Whenever there is a mass shooting and a horrible happening, and the Democrats come together and they're asking for all of our guns, get rid of all of the guns, disarm Americans. But yet, when illegal aliens time and time again break our laws, kill American citizens, and I mean, you know, you're talking about macheting and beating young girls with bats, you know, and yet, where's the Me Too movement?
Right.
You know, where's the Me Too movement when Madison Wells, ex-boyfriend, the illegal alien DACA recipient, stabbed her to death? I don't see the hashtag going on and sharing that story and calling for, you know, the laws to be enforced to protect these young, this young lady and many more young ladies. But you're right. You know, and also these illegal alien parents who, you know, this says a lot to their character as well, because not every one of us are equal in their principles and values.
Exactly.
You know, and they send their child and give them into the coyote's hands and care. They send their child on birth control knowing that they're going to be repeatedly raped. This is unbelievable. And when I was in McAllen a month and a half ago, almost now, there along the border, we heard a story that pipeline workers had discovered a young 60-year-old girl who was had almost expired. They took her to the emergency room. She survived. And, you know, she had, I'm not sure if I share this with you, but she had 30 different DNA inside this little girl.
Oh, wow.
She was raped over by 30
six years old
and left for dead.
See, this is the whole disgusting thing about this, Maria. See, when people come here illegally, it gives this this false premise that people are less than. They're disqualified.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. So you can treat them like however way you want to treat them, like animals and that sort of thing. And we're standing up for them at the border and saying, no, we don't want you to be treated this way. I mean, you're concerned, you know, all the liberals are all concerned about breaking up families, but yet we're promoting policies here that, excuse me, in one case, you have a migrant mother who delivers a baby in the USA. The baby's now a citizen. They come in here illegally, and of course, this is all a setup. And now, what are you going to do? You've got the mother who is a non-citizen, the baby by birth now a citizen. How does that unite the family?
Exactly. And now they, that family, the husband and the other two-year-old son that they had, they get a one-way ticket into the interior of the United States.
Exactly.
To join family in Ohio.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Maria Espinosa after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away, you'll forever shine.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Maria Espinosa, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, continues. Maria, end of year time. This is a time for organizations like yourself to really focus on donations. You know, maybe we don't do that enough, and maybe we should, to remind everybody, because people say, well, what can I do? How can I help? Well, you can help by supporting the Remembrance Project, for one, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are a 501c3 tax-deductible organization, and this is a perfect time. If you have not given for during the year or need to give more, you take a look at your tax situation. You know, we're a tax-deductible organization, and we certainly put your funds to good use. You know, we're having some initiatives this next 2019, and one of those initiatives is, you know, will be costing us about $20,000 to $25,000.
Wow.
You know, Bill. So all this work that we do, and that my husband and I have done for over 9 years now, you know, it costs money, and you know, we're digging into our retirement because we feel so that this is so important and to save lives. You know, we'll have exhibits that we're creating, and we'll be in communities like the libraries where maybe those areas where we haven't reached yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, we have a trial up in California, a 28-year-old trial, finally, where the illegal alien was captured and extradited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through our work and the VOICE program that Donald Trump created as a promise to us, you know, we're doing a lot with the families. We have a chaplain, a ministry, and a crisis intervention group that helps, you know, the families, and you know, help try to curb the cost and put them in touch with the resources in their area. So all this costs money, and you know, thank you for saying that, you know, making this request an opportunity for me, Bill, because we're definitely in need of funds.
Well, and they need to go to the website because there's so much about the Remembrance Project, and it's we just don't have enough time. And I can tell you the testimonials of people who have been touched by the efforts of Marie and her husband and the team on the Remembrance Project has been, you know, incredible. I mean, you imagine these families who, you know, this Christmas there's empty chairs around the dining table for holiday meals and Christmas meals and that sort of thing. Because they've lost a loved one at the hands of an illegal immigrant. And this is heartbreaking. And, Maria, as you and I have discussed over the years here, I don't think there's one state in the union that hasn't been affected where they have not lost a citizen at the hands of an illegal immigrant, have they?
Right, not that we know of. You know, there, as far as you know, we can tell, and I'll have to look at our database again, but, you know, that's why another reason we create these Stone Life Quilt banners, Bill, and place a flag of that state there. You know, we want people to know where they were. If they can't read it there, they can see it. And the activists, the people in the community who care what is taking place in their own state, you know, they display these Stone Life Quilt banners and to honor and remember their fellow Americans.
You know, and these are the sons and daughters of our citizens that are dying in the hands, you know, mothers, fathers that are dying in the hands of illegal immigrants because our policies have been so irresponsible. You know, there's lots of pressure right now. Donald Trump is willing to shut down the government if he doesn't get the money for the wall. And the caravan that has stormed our border here, this is real. I mean, forget about what CNN and Don Lemon and the rest of them would say. You know, Sarah Carter, who's a friend of ours, she was in the middle. She went into the middle of the crowd and says, wait a minute, these aren't just, you know, families. These aren't just single moms with kids. I mean, there is a lot of, you know, younger men, single men that are in the mix. There's gang members. I think what they've been able to determine so far, there's at least 600, you know, criminals from their own homeland that are in the mix of this crowd here. And for some reason, liberals would want to say, well, it's okay for us to have an open border. Really? It's okay.
You
ask the parents who have lost a loved one who are dealing with empty chairs around the holidays, you ask them if it's okay.
Exactly, Bill. You hit the nail on the head, and Sarah Carter, whom I met, has done some great work there with Judicial Watch, and she went on the ground in Guatemala. And then now Mexico was supposed to have been pulling out over 500 of those caravanners because they were known criminals. So
exactly.
This is what we have. Obviously, you know, we can't be so naive to think that this is not an opportunity for the criminal element to further penetrate the United States. And this is what we're seeing here. And remember that the southern border is owned by the cartels. And as soon as they get through and they're bringing the drugs along, but as soon as these individuals get through, they're going to be spreading those drugs in our schoolyards, the most vulnerable of all society, whom we should be protecting. And right now, Congress is not doing that. And you're right. You're seeing the resistance that President Trump, our America First president, is receiving and not trying to secure our country, and Congress not funding the wall.
You know, Maria, some people are, you know, hearing us talk, and because we mentioned Trump, they turn off. You know, they don't like this president. And I say, okay, I get it. You don't like the president. Then I just had a conversation yesterday at the health club that I go to occasionally. And I said, I get it that you don't like the president. But if not Donald Trump, then who? I mean, we've had many presidents that have talked about this, and it's just been talk. There's not been follow-up. Even Ronald Reagan, as much as we celebrate Ronald Reagan, I mean, he thought he made the best deal that he could make, and it was the final deal with the Democrats. The Democrats just, you know, they went ahead, they signed the deal, and they might as well be like any other third-world country that makes promises and then don't follow up on it. I mean, the bill was passed. They were supposed to build a wall. This was all part of the deal when we allowed, you know, for the last group of illegals to be made citizens or allowed to be, you know, made legal in this country, and said this was it, you know, never to happen again. Well, now we've got a bigger problem. We don't know. We don't know if we're talking 11 million, 15 million, 30 million people. I mean, and then, you know, we're looking at DACA, and now you've got this situation here where you've got a new recent DACA child, in a sense, that was born, you know, part of this caravan, and this child was born in San Diego. And as you say, this opens the door for the entire family. So
exactly.
When is this stuff going to stop?
It won't stop. And that's plain and simple. And I think that it has sent a message, and you've seen the results. You know, many of us are parents, and let's take a look at that. If you can't get your head wrapped around what Bill just said, you know, I'm speaking to your listeners, then think about your own family, because not just saving lives, but if you don't discipline or if you set a house rule and your children break it, you know the result. There, no house rule is safe. It's all for grabs, and they can ignore it if they'd like. And this is, you know, it's really elementary and basic. But, you know, I think maybe if people have a problem with President Donald Trump and the way his rhetoric and the way he speaks, because I've heard the same thing, Bill. But this is, you know, again, Donald Trump wasn't even in my radar. However, I've learned over the years, and I beg your listeners to use our experience and what we know and knowledge that over the years, you know, really trial by fire.
Yes.
That this is, we have to look at the issues and do what's right. We're at the very basic right now, backs up against the wall. We're just asking for current laws to be enforced and for our borders to be enforced within our Constitution. That's the very basic. We don't want any new laws, no special treatment, just the safety of America and Americans.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of ironic that you have these people, same people that break the laws, go, I don't understand why there's chaos in our immigration program.
Yeah, right.
It's like,
right.
Really? You just asked that question? Are you listening to the question you just asked and not even looking at the actions you've taken that have led to the results of what you're complaining about? Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project, make sure you go to the website, give a healthy donation, and let's support the cause.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dan Perkins here for Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Songs and Stories is now 4 years old. We have relationships with over 110 organizations helping veterans. We have given away over 16,000 MP3 players helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide prevention. Our website is songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Your tip of the day is to think about others in need in this time of year. Merry Christmas from all of us at Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Time Magazine announcing its Persons of the Year this year, minutes ago saying it will honor journalists whose work has cost them their freedom or their lives. Among them, they are assassinated Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, two jailed Myanmar reporters, and the five people of the Capital Gazette of Annapolis, Maryland, killed by a gunman earlier this year. President Trump is considering a short list of people to succeed John Kelly as his chief of staff, as Kelly's to leave at the end of the year.
North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows asked by reporters on Capitol Hill if he's been asked to fill the slot, Meadows issuing a written statement saying, "The president has a long list of qualified candidates, and I know he'll make the best selection for his administration."
USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, how deep, how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my head.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, have you heard all the excitement going on at the Kennedy Space Center, the visitor complex coming up on December the 12th? The Bear Alka Rocket Challenge is going to take place, and it's back for the second year. The Alka Rocket Challenge will task university students with breaking the 430-foot Guinness World Records title for the highest launch of an Alka rocket. An Alka rocket is a model rocket often built using a 35-millimeter film canister. It's propelled by the chemical reaction that occurs when effervescent tablets are mixed with water. Finalists will gather this December at the Kennedy Space Center, as I mentioned, at the visitor complex to compete for the record, as well as a grand prize of $30,000. Bear created the challenge to highlight the country's need for more scientists, engineers, and innovators. And here to tell us more about it, Dr. Mae Jamison, the chief ambassador for Bear, Making Science Make Sense STEM Education Initiative. Dr. Jamison, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and thank you so much for that really clear explanation of what's happening.
Well,
let me add a little bit to that.
Yes.
So you talked about using film canisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is an experiment, a project that we've done with kids from kindergarten through third and fourth grade, and they use the film canisters, and we see how they can go. Mm-hmm. What's different about the challenge now is actually college students working in teams are going to have an opportunity to use, 50 or more Alka-Seltzer tablets or Alka tablets to be able to propel very specially designed rockets that they designed to go as high as they possibly can. And last year, that record you talked about, 430, it was actually accomplished by a student team from the University of Minnesota. They smashed the previous record, which was less than 100 feet.
Wow. Wow, this is incredible. So we're going to look forward to a lot of high-flying antics from these college teams. Dr. Jemison, why is it important to highlight the need for more scientists, engineers, and innovators, and the importance of investing in the next generation of STEM leaders?
So let me clarify this a little bit. Yes, it's really about the importance of STEM leaders and innovation and engineers when we look at colleges. Yet a part of this that we don't talk about as much is the importance of science literacy, which is everyone having the ability to read an article in the newspaper and figure out what it means to them, whether it's about the weather, it's the environment, about health, and figure out what it means, nutrition. Talking to you on this over this channel with the radio station, there's lots of science and technology and critical thinking that has to go into getting this radio program out.
Right.
And so it's really about that everyday knowledge that people need. And we think that as you make sure that every student is science literate, then we're going to build a pipeline to get the kinds of engineers and technical people that are needed, you know, further on that do this professionally. And there has been working on this for, well, I've been with him for over 20 years on the Making Science Make Sense program, where we look at hands-on education. So kids get to do experiments, because, you know, like, kids like doing stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so scientists like doing stuff, right?
Right. Boys and girls, by the way, I want you to know that. It is not gender specific. You know, I see these kids, they just throw themselves into it. And it's exciting, and it excites us, you know, adults who see this, you know, because here it is. I mean, they're opening up a whole new world of possibilities, are they not?
No, absolutely. And I think one of the things that's been a hallmark of the BEAR program is the fact that we encourage parents to participate, because, in fact, kids usually, you know, they sort of live up or down to their parents' expectations. And so if parents are comfortable trying things with their kids and being the one to help, not tell them what to do. You don't have to have the be the scientist, but you're able to guide them. So there are experiment guides about things you can do with your students. We've worked on curriculum with hands-on education starting from kindergarten through third and fourth and fifth grade program called ASSET. And what's really interesting about this program, as the science education scores started to improve, the reading scores improved even more in Allegheny County in Pennsylvania, and it's been spread out over Pennsylvania. Why do reading scores improve? Because students have something to read about. Right?
That's right. Yeah, something they enjoy. Exactly. Exactly. It only makes sense. Dr. Meg Jamison is our guest, astronaut, physician, chemical engineer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, science literacy advocate, as you gathered. She's the ambassador for the presidential award-winning BEAR Making Science Make Sense program. Dr. May, ALCA Rocket, okay, let's talk about it. And why did BEAR create the ALCA Rocket Challenge?
So the ALCA Rocket Challenge was really to highlight creativity and innovation. Because, again, we're taking something that's used with kindergartners and we're asking college students to improve upon it and do something even exciting. So imagine you're going from a film canister and then you have college students building rockets that go 430 feet in the air, and they have to design all the pieces of it. That's the reason why, to highlight the creativity. And I'll give you another point of view, is it talks about engagement of students, right, and critical thinking. So they know that there is something ahead for them. So even if we have engineering students, it's important to do projects. And then we get to show the world what exciting work can be done. Can you imagine going down to Kennedy Space Center as a college student and building rockets from Kennedy? Whoa.
This has got to be incredible for you, and to be able to see it like that, that is just awesome. and I can't wait to see the video footage. I'm not that far away. I may have to find a way to get up there to, you know, check it out and be an eyewitness of all the competition and all the fun myself. So
we'd love to have you there. Let me just tell you the names of the universities.
I was going to ask you the schools. Okay, who's involved? Go ahead.
So we're on the same page. University of Minnesota. There's a team from that school. They actually held a world record. Mm-hmm. The University of Georgia, Brigham Young University, Cal Poly, and Texas Tech.
Wow. So we got five, a total of five, right?
Those are the five finalists. We had many more teams that submitted their applications and competed, and these are the five that the judges said, well, we really need to see them. Four were picked by judges, and one team was picked by popular demand.
Wow. So December the 12th at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. What time will this begin?
We're going to start pretty early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get there early in the morning, you'll get to be a chance to see it. So around 9 o'clock or so.
Uh-huh. That's not early. Nine o'clock. That's not early. I mean, I'm here in Florida. You know, that's, you know, half the day's almost gone by 9 o'clock. So
okay, I'll give you that. But it depends on what time you start off, right?
Yeah, exactly. But good fun that's going to start at 9 o'clock, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch these five schools competing and how they come together to see if they can break the record. And of course, Minnesota, right? Minnesota's back to defend their victory from last year.
That's correct. We have a good different set of teams, but they're back and we're excited about it. And again, I just want to say that this builds on Bear's ongoing program and commitment to students in science literacy, a commitment that was just the ante. We upped the ante to 5 million hands-on learning experiences for children in the United States by 2025. So we've been there, and we're going to continue to be there.
Well, the grand prize, $30,000. Wow.
I wouldn't even know what to do with that when I was in college, right?
Right, right. Well, you know, hey, $30,000, you know, we can have a good frat party, or at least the start of it anyway.
Aww.
So I'm sure they'll come up with something. You know, these kids that are smart enough to, you know, get these Alka rockets going in excess of, you know, 400 feet, I'm sure they can come up with a lot better ideas than you and I can come up with.
They're going to work on it, absolutely.
Without a doubt. Dr. May Jemison. Dr. May, where can they go for more information?
You can go to MakingScienceMakeSense.com, all the words spelled out, MakingScienceMakeSense.com, and we'll be excited for everyone to see what happens.
Well, thank you so much for stopping in and telling us all about it. Dr. May Jemison, the Chief Ambassador for Bear Making Science Make Sense STEM Education Initiative. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit Amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at Amazon.com/prime.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
With you, America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. And, you know, in the midst of all this chaos that's going on, you know, the bottom line of this, you know, we continue to ignore the obvious. I mean, here we are. We're in the season. I'm going to bring Sam on here right now. Of course, Sam from Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. And Sam reports every week on the viral videos, and we appreciate her faithfulness. You know, this was an idea that we came up with. What has this been? Almost 2 years now, Sam, that we've been doing this? Something like this?
Oh, I think it's been three or so.
Has it been three? It's just so we're having so much fun. It just seems like yesterday. But I am just so grateful for what you do on behalf of our audience because, you know, the heart here of what Bill Martinez Live is all about is we want to add to your day. We want you to miss us. You know, when we're not, you know, next to you and, you know, and we're not updating you with the experts and, you know, entertainment features like the viral videos that Sam's brings to you every week. We want you to feel like something's, you know, missing out of your day, that we are an add to your day, not a takeaway, that we make it better in the information and all the hard work that we put on, you know, the show, you know, for you. But really, the bottom line of all this, especially in the season that we're going to, is that, you know, people are fussing. I mean, you know, Sam, there's a story here I was reading about a principal in a school, you know, because the movement is such, oh, you can't say anything about God, you can't say anything about Jesus. And so, anyway, she writes this note to everybody in the school. Just says, hey, you know, play it safe. No reference to Christmas whatsoever. In fact, the candy canes. You can't even use the candy canes anymore because I guess she must have either heard a segment from our show because we were talking about candy canes with A.C. Collins about what they represent and how they evolved from, you know, they used to be white and then they put a ribbon of red. It took a while. I mean, a number of years. It wasn't like it was always red and white. it was white. That's all that the confectioners knew what to do. And then they found a way how to incorporate a red ribbon in it. And then, of course, they started looking at the shape, and you've got the kind of that crook shape that, you know, what if you hold it, you say, wow, that's a J, stands for Jesus, the white, the purity, redemption, gospel message, the red, the blood of Christ, all this. So there's all this identification with things of, you know, Christmas, whether it has to do with the poinsettias, you know, mistletoe, you know, even a Christmas tree, which is all very hardy because it represents, you know, what people looked at historically was, you know, what is it? What is it about, you know, this green fir that in the midst of harsh winters and everything, it continues to thrive? It doesn't know better, you know, so it must be indicative of our faith, and it has come to represent, you know, the strength of our faith. It's come to represent one of the, you know, three colors, the major colors of Christmas, which is, you know, green and red and white. You know, these are all in gold, you know, is another key color of Christmas. And so people are revolting against this. But the very thing they're kicking against is the very thing that is the answer that is before them. But, you know, the Bible's clear is that, you know, people want to remain in their ignorance and fuss and fight and live a chaotic life. And here it is, the reason for the season and what this is all about. You know, and I think that we're very fortunate that unlike any other religious holidays, Christmas, you know, especially this year, I think we're 5 weeks of Christmas. And of course, you know, because of retail needs and desires and everything like that, people say, 5 weeks, nothing, man. Christmas has been going on, you know, since before Halloween. You know, the first chance that they could put up, you know, the festive colors of the holidays, they're happy to do that. But, you know,
that's very true.
But you still have these, you know, some people that, you know, want to resist that there is a God. And I don't know how you wake up every morning and see the sun shining and see the skies are blue, or, you know, that we have rain in season, maybe in some cases too much, especially where you're at right now with the rain and snow that has bombarded your area. And in certain parts of the Atlantic, it's a rough winter right now. But nonetheless, is God's in control of all this. But, you know, if you want to fight against it and kick against the goads and not enjoy the reason for the season and what it's all about and hang on to your own, you know, your own agenda, so to speak, you know, it's like you're just adding to the chaos. You're not really, you know, blessing people. And I would challenge you, you know, I would challenge you not to walk in darkness and remain in ignorance. And this is really just almost what it comes down to. It's beyond ignorance. You just want to be stubborn about it. You just don't want to admit that there is a God that is controlling all this. And as a result, you know, look at your lives. Look at the chaos that abounds right now. And it will only intensify. And for those people of faith, we have to stand up against this craziness, you know, people looking at a candy cane and that's a problem, or a song, you know, that all of a sudden that's a problem. It's like, wait a minute, this political correctness and everything else, it is robbing us of our joy. And, you know, the fact that you can't, you know, in some cases people are annoyed because you say Merry Christmas. Well, you know, Merry Christmas is, to me, is just like saying, hey, look, at God bless you. Have a great day. And Merry Christmas. I mean, the ultimate gift that humanity has ever received is celebrated because of Christmas, you know. And, you know, why is that a bad thing? I'm sorry, and I really am sad for you that you think that anything that represents Christmas is a bad thing.
I mean, you know, you're thinking about that principle, banning Christmas and stuff like that. I things like that, I just can't understand. Like what you're saying, I can't understand how anybody would be offended by something that's meant with such kindness.
Probably one of the few times that people are kind all year long is, you know, the Christmas spirit comes upon them. And some people, you know, that we talk about fighting for the last parking space at a mall. Some people relent and they go, hey, Merry Christmas, have the last parking space, you know. And, you know, that happens too. We only talk about the negative part. But there are acts of kindness, you know, and you bring this to us every week and remind us of this. So all that is a big preamble. And let's get into a couple of stories because we've taken up up a lot of time here, but hopefully people understand where I'm coming from and that we need to be encouraged to take a stand against this insanity that wants to deprive us of our joy, and not only our joy, but the joy of our kids and our family, and a great time. And here we are blessed to have, you know, 5 weeks of celebrating, you know, Christmas and what it's all about. And, you know, I say, hey, ignore the Grinches and let's celebrate Christmas and what it's all about, that there would really be peace on earth and goodwill to all. Mr. Rogers, in this first story, you say, was a friend to everyone, but to one sick little girl, he was a lifesaver, right?
You know, if there was ever anybody that you wanted to, like, have as a role model to keep us going through, like, what you're talking about, would be Mr. Rogers. You know, a story recently went viral with a young woman named Beth Usher. She's actually 39 now, but she knew Mr. Rogers 30 years ago. She actually had been having seizures. She had like 1 in 10 million brain disease that actually was eating away at the left hemisphere of her brain. And her family didn't know what was going to happen. And she ends up deciding to have surgery by Dr. Ben Carson. It's going to remove the entire left hemisphere of her brain in order for her to be able to function and have a normal life, which is, you know, beyond my comprehension to even think that that surgery is possible and it would help. But so whenever she was having seizures every day, she would have up to 100 a day, but there was one half hour a day that she didn't, and it was always during Mr. Rogers' show. And so whenever she was going into surgery, her mom called Mr. Rogers' show, and she talked to the secretary and was like, could he just send an autograph? Could he just, you know, have something with her to take to the hospital? You know, she didn't, like, because of her condition, she wasn't able to make a lot of friends. You know, she was not able to go to school and be in, and Mr. Rogers was her friend. She felt like he was specifically talking to her. Well, within less than an hour, Mr. Rogers himself had planned a phone call at 7 o'clock that night, and he called and he talked to Beth. And she talked to him for over an hour.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, told him things that she wouldn't even told her parents. She said that she was afraid of dying and leaving her brother. And she was just opening up to, you know, this stranger about all of this. And anyway, so she ends up having the surgery. And she goes into a coma, unfortunately, for 2 months. And Mr. Rogers actually kept calling and checking every day. And he ends up deciding, you know what, I'm going to come down. I'm going to see her. I don't want any press. And he goes in and he sees her while she's still in a coma and brings her very own puppets like they are from his show.
Oh, wow.
And shortly after that, she ends up waking up, and they kept in touch her whole life. And, you know, I'm so amazed at his ability. Like, Mr. Rogers, he's a famous guy. He was on for decades.
Right.
And this one little girl, he took the time to just change her world. And I just, you know, if there was ever a man who represented everything good about Christians in this world, Mr. Rogers is a great example.
Yeah, and if you haven't had a chance to see the movie, you got to see the movie about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It gives you all the background and helps you appreciate the character of this man. What a special man and a special story. There's so many more stories, and they're available at BillMartinezLive.com. Just go to Sam's Corner, and Sam has them all out there. We've got a stranger giving a first-class seat to a mom flying with a sick baby, a first baby born to a woman with a uterus transplanted from a deceased donor. These are just some of the stories that are right there, so check it out for yourself. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
Merry Christmas.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Want revenge?